Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful or spacious skies, or amber waves of or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful. Amber waves play, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy flag good with brotherhood of sea to shine.
Hear you properly, Jenny, if you can hear me.
Oh man, her, she is really,
isn't it playing up?
No, it's not clearing, it's awful.
It is, it's like a Dalek sort of thing.
I don't know what she can do to you, Anne.
No. It normally once she phones in, she doesn't have a problem. But for some reason, it is.
She's gonna hang up and call again.
Yeah, hopefully that'll clear it. Fingers crossed.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
I do like that. Can you hear me now? Please, please, please say yes.
Can yes, I hear you, Jenny?
Got it going, girl.
That is the most horrible feeling, is to start talking and nobody's responding.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, where are you, Jenny? Where are you?
Oh, my word.
Oh, my Lord Almighty. Are you hearing me twice?
No, only
like,
once.
Like a, okay. I'm going to try turning off. I'm going to mute my mic from my phone
yeah.
and see if it'll come through the regular mic yet, because the interference is gone.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Patience for a few seconds here, kids.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah. Not good.
Well,
I don't know. You're
another...
a little bit clear to me.
Well, it's going to be another phone-to-phone show. My mic is not working on Blog Talk. Blog Talk is screwed up again.
Oh, that's unusual.
It worked Thursday. It's not working now.
Oh, it did.
Whatever
it worked right Thursday.
They are screwed up. It just really bugs me to pay for this.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a shame. But we'll manage.
We'll get through it. We're going to get the same music. You guys are going to hear it the same.
Uh-huh.
I just have to talk on my phone instead of on my mic.
Yes.
And I'm hearing myself through my earphones as well as through my phone. And this is weird, but it'll work.
Yeah. It will. Oh, my.
And if I go crazy, they'll come cart me away to a rubber room, and that'll be fine.
Yes, the van with the square wheels.
Bounce off the walls and keep the days, work off the energy and be okay.
That's it. Oh. Happy days.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Well, I've got Sue and I've got Anne. Yay, Anne got her invite and it works.
Yes, hey.
and Victoria's listening. So, hey, you know, we're good. We're good. I've got my three standbys, my three regulars. This is cool. I can deal with this. You know, it's like, oh, well, as long as you can hear me somehow, and it works, we can do this.
Yeah.
So we're going to play an Elvis song, and it's one I found that I've only heard, I think, once before.
Huh.
So this is from 1961, and it's one that they cut from the movie Wild in the Country.
Yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Here is Lonely Man.
it's a lonely man who wanders all around. It's a lonely man who roams from town to town, searching. Can't find, hoping, always hoping that someday fate will be kind. It's a lonely man who travels alone when he has no that he can hold his own. Always so unhappy, taking shelter where he can. Here I am, come meet a lonely, lonely man.
Awfully nice song.
That is lovely.
Why did they cut it from the movie?
I have no idea.
It's always good songs that they cut from the movie, you know. Yeah. And this one makes you kind of sad, but
it's still lovely.
It's a good song. And you kind of go, what the hey?
Didn't go with the movie.
What are they thinking? Oh, they weren't thinking. Okay, I got it.
That's the reason.
Where did you go? Okay, I am going to play Anne's request.
Oh, thank you.
Julio Iglesias and Diana Ross, and they're singing All of You.
I'm not afraid to
Very nice.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
We,
very pretty.
Sexy but romantic.
Yeah, we don't wear braces very often.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Often enough to know his name.
Mm.
And that was about it. He never really took off.
No.
You know what I mean? Well,
yeah,
not with my crowd anyway. Oh, no, there could have been another crowd I wasn't privy to that he did.
Yes.
My crowd.
Lately.
They noticed him because of his name. It was different.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know, Spokane, Washington, you know, L.A. maybe more so. Spokane, not so much. That's how it is. Okay, I'm going to do Brandon's request.
Yes.
Oops, this is Becca. There it is. Ta-da. I was beginning to think I forgot to load it to the computer. Oh, boy. Wouldn't have been the first time.
That wasn't
anyway.
Adele, Victoria. That was me. I was taking my vitamins out of the bottle.
Okay. I wasn't really thinking it was anybody in particular. I was just saying quit. But I knew it would in just a minute, so I didn't worry about it. Okay. This is Brandon sent this in, and he gave me choice of two Tom Petty songs.
Mm.
Well, of course, I'm going to pick the one that most everybody knows. The other one is not quite so well known, and I'm not sure if it's liked as well. I don't know. But I know this one. I know everybody that hears it is okay with it. If Tom Petty at all, this is cool. The song is called Free Fallin'.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. And America too. She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend too. It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even answer. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Free fallin'.
There you go. That is a good song. Really. I just saw the gift.
Oh,
hilarious. Oh my God.
Oh, but she felt that. Wow.
Well, she's pretty heavily padded, so she probably doesn't have any injuries.
Well, honey, I'm laughing because I probably look like that every time I slipped on the ice up in Priest Lake. Drunk me funny, just woo, right to the funny bone. Okay, that was good. Thank you, John. You made me laugh. I like that.
That was a good one.
It almost looks like a pratfall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. Not quite, but almost looks like she did it on purpose.
Mm.
She must have known somebody was filming her. I mean, she made Christmas.
She had to.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Elvis Crom. For the millionth and the last time.
Oh, beautiful.
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. One more kiss and then I promise I will say my last goodnight. Though your lips are so inviting and I know I'll wanna stay, give me one more kiss to dream on and I'll be on my way. It seems a million or so kisses ago we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more, while the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the million and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. It seems a million or so kisses ago we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more, while the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the million and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight.
You had to do it. I had to do it.
You had to, yes.
It would have hurt me if I hadn't done it.
Oh, no. We can't have that, Jenny.
No, you just want to slap me in the face and just beat me up. But I simply had to. I simply had to. It was not a choice.
No. We understand.
And if you believe that, I got a bridge for sale I could sell you.
Well, that depends on the price.
I go across Colorado River right up here. Came all the way from London. You know?
Oh, well. That should last a few years.
Okay, let's do one of John's contributions.
Oh, lovely.
Because I love it, I love it, I love it.
Mm.
This is Johnny Earl and Dive Street doing Cherished Memories. I mean, and they got the blanket on the beach and everything, you know, and he's wearing Speedos.
Nice.
It's like, say what?
I've never been on a picnic.
So, okay, fine. Here's Cherished Memories by Johnny Earl and Jive Street.
Beautiful.
You're going away to me, but here my heart is a memory. The way we met, the way we kissed, the way we fell in love. Oh, the little secrets that we shared when I was sad. The way you cared, let me know you'd understand. The way you'd hold my hand.
Cha-cha, so now you got a boom.
Oh, my.
That went with the lady falling on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Okay, then. Oh.
Oh, boy.
I swear, I'm still laughing about that.
Oh, no.
I still am. It's just like, what?
Well, it just popped up there so quickly, and it was just too funny.
Gosh,
it was. Oh, my. I think it took me by surprise. That's why I started laughing at it so much. I didn't expect it at all. It was like, okay. I couldn't help it. I identified with that. I couldn't help it. I mean, you guys, I used to weigh 60 pounds more, so I probably did look like that when I fell, you know? So I can identify with it, therefore I can laugh at it because I'm sort of laughing at myself. Oh, thank goodness I lost that at 60. Anyway, okay. A song from Elvis. Yeah, like you didn't expect that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, this is, let me see, did I write down when this came from? Yes, 1957. Now, I know y'all going like that. Okay, I beg of you. I beg of you. Oh.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I've got. Lord, and please be careful, even though I care a lot. Lord, and please don't break my heart, I beg of you. I don't want no tears to fall, even though I hate to cry. But that's what I'm bound to have if you ever say goodbye. Darling, please don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You got me at your mercy. I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of
you. You just want to tell them, honey, you don't have to beg, just ask. You're going to wear out the knees of your pants.
Yes.
Don't do that. Your mom is going to be mad because she's got to mend them again. You notice I said again. Oh, Lordy. How about doing Susan's request?
Yes. That'd be cool.
This is something I have not, and yes, I do mean Susan.
Okay. Okay.
I just thought I'd clarify that I know who I'm talking about instead of mucking it up again.
You're doing good.
Hey, I still got that note in front of me in red, no less. Red marker.
Okay.
Not this puny little pen line. It's red marker, man. Big invisible, like that lady falling on the sidewalk. God, I can't get that out of my brain. That is going to be making me laugh all day. Anyway, okay. Susan's request. Do you guys remember the movie Concerned with Love?
Yes, with Lulu.
Sidney Poitier and
Lulu.
A whole cast of delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Lulu was one of those delinquents.
Uh-huh.
And she sang this song to Sir with love at the end of the movie when they were graduating.
Yes.
And they actually got him out there dancing. I thought it was pretty cool. I liked that movie. I would have loved to have him for a teacher because he made learning interesting and fun. And these kids were completely bored before he got there. And then he threw the textbooks in the trash can and taught them something that meant something, as newspapers and stuff.
Huh.
If you've never seen that movie, you've got to see that movie. It's Sidney Poitier plays the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it will kind of make you realize what some kids need to have.
Oh, you mean to start with love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You start with love. This is the theme song. Susan has requested the theme song that Lulu sang at the end. I'm hearing myself twice and it's mucking me up.
Yeah.
That Lulu sang at the end of the movie. And it is titled as well, To Sir with Love.
You wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky and live.
cool. I always did like that. And it charted on the radio. It charted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie too. I always enjoyed watching Sydney Poitier.
Excellent movie. Mm-hmm. I saw it three times. So, you know, if I like it enough to see it more than once, it's a good movie.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is.
That was a good movie.
Definitely.
All right. Okay. John sent me an Elvis song that I'm going to play now. Did I write anything down? It's an outtake. This one that we're going to hear is the second take.
Okay.
And it's Tomorrow Never Comes.
Okay.
You want to write it down?
Yeah, let's try it from the top, everybody.
When I have you right by my side. that would be terrible. Unless it's because Jesus came. And then his mom would never come. We're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it just decided it wasn't going to show up, we got stuck in it like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Doing today over and over and over. Lordy. Okay. Well, now it is Sue's turn. I am going to do Sue's request. And it's something that I haven't heard in so many years, I can't count that high. This is Nat King Cole. I mean, we heard Thursday, we heard a song that was a virtual duet between Natalie and Nat King Cole, father and daughter. And today she chose Nat King Cole doing Ramblin' Rose.
Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, why you ramble, no one knows, why
song, and we never heard it enough.
No, that's true.
But I wonder how many songs Nat King Cole charted with.
Quite a few.
Cool, he signed quite a few. He had,
what a song.
He had some good popular ones back then. I looked them up and saw the years, and I thought, my Lord, that goes way back, but they're still beautiful songs.
They are.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And they don't
say they're
dated, neither.
He's been dead for quite some years.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't that old when he passed away.
No,
let's see.
So, And I don't remember the date of when he died, but I remember hearing that he had died. But
yeah.
I was a kid.
I think it was in the '60s, Jenny.
It could have been. Mm-hmm. I just didn't care enough to make note. You know, he wasn't on my radar. We had one album by him, and Us Girls played it once in a while, but most of the time we heard it on our not-so-favorite Friday nights. So we kind of tended to mostly ignore it. But I think he did... he didn't really get played too much on the pop station, but we know his songs from having that album. And he must have charted. But I had no idea who or when. So that's
I know.
All.
I don't know that much about him. I just know he had some beautiful music.
Dude.
Well, he died when I was so young that it's like, it hardly even registered, except that I knew he wasn't singing anymore. You know, that's about all that registered at that point. So anyway, let's do another Elvis song. How about Walk a Mile in My Shoes?
If I could be you, if you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's minds, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe it'd be a surprise to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey! Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Now, if we spend the day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do. Well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's a hurting you. Lord, have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservation and out in the ghetto, and brother, there's for the grace of God for you and I. If I only had the wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain and then I'd cry. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right. I like that one. Do like that one. And I have one now that I was told I should play on my show. And kind of a dare, I say. But
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not shy, so I don't care. I'll play it. Sure, why not? You want to hear it on my show? I'll play it on my show. So here is me doing a duet with me. Your love has been a long time coming.
That was great, Jenny. Loved it. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, I was told I should play it. So, hey.
Yes.
I just said, okay, I'll figure out a way to do it, and I did it. And
sounded great.
Yeah, Susan said she couldn't hear it and wanted me to go louder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of the way I had to record it to be able to put it on the show.
Yeah.
It's go any higher. I've got my computer. I had my computer on high. I had my phone on high, and I had to play it on my computer, record it on the recorder on my phone,
yeah,
in order to get it to be an MP3 so I could put it into the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it kind of went through a three-step process. So I know it wasn't very loud. I apologize for that, but that was the best I could do with it.
Sounded good to me. Loved it.
Maybe someday I'll do it over, and I'll do it all on my computer all at the same time the way I record now, and it'll be louder. But we're not going to worry about it. It just goes how it goes. So maybe Susan can listen to it a little bit later, and she can muck with her volume and everything and get it loud enough so she can hear it if she wants to.
Yeah.
Right.
So that would be good. So, yeah, it says Michaela's turn next week.
I was just reading the comment.
No. Yeah, you guys need to get brave. You know, I'll put it on the show if you're brave enough to record it for me and send it to me in an MP3, an email. Email in an MP3. I'm playing if you're brave enough. I can do that. I know how.
Who are you talking to?
I have the technology.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, hey, Michaela says one of these days, so we're looking forward to it.
There you go.
We are. Okay. Time for an L. Oh, I know what we need. I know what we need. It's an Elvis song. We need an Elvis song. We're having withdrawal right now. I mean, after listening to me, everything's in withdrawal. So we're going to play an Elvis song to stop the progression. Okay, so we're going to go with Baby, What You Want Me to Do from the 68 Comeback Special.
Get dirty, baby. You got it.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Man, that one just gets your blood pumping, doesn't it? You see the moving? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just beat on that guitar, honey. You need extra beat. A guitar is a good thing to do it with. It really is. It just goes with it. It goes with it. Okay. John gave me one for Thursday that I didn't get to, and I'm going to get to it now. It's Don Williams, and I know that Ann likes this song, too. It's Don Williams, I Believe in You.
Yes, beautiful.
Superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you.
Oh, I love little baby ducks. It's a different song.
Where did that come from?
It's a song. Whenever I hear this one, it makes me think of that song that he says. And that's one of the lines in it. And Elvis used one of those lines when he was cutting up during rehearsal, too. It's just a thing. You know.
Oh.
You should look up and see what Don Williams song is called, you know, that has I Love Little Baby Ducks in it.
Okay.
It's a real song. There's a real song that has that in it. Really and truly.
Okay.
You wouldn't pull your leg.
No, I can't wouldn't either.
I just can't reach it. Too far away.
Too far away.
Okay. Now, we know that Elvis liked singing country.
Mm.
And I found a country song that he did in 1970 that I don't remember him doing. But he did. So here is Elvis singing Faded Love.
As I read the letter, oh, that you wrote to me, where did you get you, I'm thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat I still think of you and remember our faded love. All the pleasures that we had, as I watch the mating of the dove, it was in the springtime that you said goodbye.
They didn't let him do more country songs. He probably could have had some country hits if he could have done more.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So sad. So sad. So anyway, I've got something, you guys. This is something interesting because when I learned this song, how did I learn this? I know this song from when I was a kid, and it was an instrumental by Acker Bilk.
Oh, yes, remember him?
Yes, and he played a clarinet.
A clarinet, guys.
Yes. Figure that out.
Played
not a
great.
Sax, not a trumpet. Mm. It was a clarinet. And so I'm going to play the instrumental because he had number one hit on it in the UK. He charted number one with it. And then after that, I will go directly to Slim Whitman, who put the words to it.
Okay.
And so you'll hear where the words fit in. So this is Acker Bilk's version of Stranger on the Shore.
The sighing of the shall I just be alone?
Number one on the charts. And then the other was Slim Whitman with the words to it.
Yeah. Both sounded great. So, you love them both.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yes.
It's not too often that you hear a clarinet solo.
No. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't happen. So this is unique in a few different ways.
Mm.
So that's okay. We like things that are different.
Yes, definitely.
We're different.
Definitely.
I'm different. I think about you guys. I'm different. I shouldn't speak for you.
Oh, I'm definitely different. Believe you, man.
I don't think you're different. I don't feel so alone, man. Oh, Lordy. Okay. Here's another Elvis song that John sent me, and this is takes 2, 3, 1, and 2. Figure that out. They spliced it together that way. That's how they spliced it. So this is a version of Western Union.
Western Union. Western Union. A fight with my baby. Ooh, how sorry I am. She won't talk to me no how. Gonna send a telegram. Western Union. When I'm ringing the doorbell, she says there ain't nobody home. Western Union. Thank you.
Well, there you go. If you can't get through any other way, send a telegram.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still do telegrams? Hmm. I know Western Union still exists. It's mostly for sending money to people by wire.
That's right.
But do
yeah.
they still do telegrams? I have no idea if they
don't
still do telegrams.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, during the wars, you know, World War II and Vietnam War and all that,
yeah.
they didn't want to get telegrams because it was usually bad news.
Bad news.
And
yeah.
if it was bordered in black, you knew somebody had died.
Mm.
And that just wasn't real cool, you know?
No.
Kind of put your heart in your throat mm. and the tears in your eyes, and
nice.
It just wasn't good. So maybe telegrams just kind of went by the way of the dinosaur.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
They should have. They should have. With all the bad news they took to people, they should have just flat disappeared off the face of the earth. But, you know, you can't really go by that because they sent good news by telegram, too, when they couldn't wait and they wanted it right now. Like, the baby's been born, it's a boy, and it's 8 pounds and 10 ounces, and it's named Jack.
Oh, yeah, because the communication you know? was not there like it is today.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right, yeah.
So, good and bad, whatever.
Western Union.
All right, guys. Here's the song that John sent me. I'd never heard of it before. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her name, so I'm just going to say Aisling Rafferty. And the song is called Darling, Say You'll Love Me When I'm Old. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Gather round and nights are cold.
sweet.
He's a good singer.
Say you love me when I'm old. Mm. Well, of course. You don't stop loving somebody just because they got old. Or
no,
you got old, or somebody
no.
got old.
No.
That, it doesn't work that way. No. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I know. Here's one. I picked this one out by Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Takes two and three. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Finders keepers, losers weepers, I won't weep and I won't moan, 'cause I found you and your love so true, and I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I bet my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my lucky stars above. I'm not the kind to play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm a keeping all the love I won. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Hold it.
029-663.
Pick it up just a little bit, Bob. You pick it up just a little bit. Just a little bit, yeah. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, I won't weep and I won't moan, 'cause I found you and your love so true, and I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I bet my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my lucky stars above. I'm not the kind play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm a-keeping all the love I won. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm a-keeping you forevermore. I'm not the kind, oh, to play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm a-keeping all the love I won. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm a-keeping you forevermore. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm a-keeping you forevermore. Yeah, he lost you, and I found you, and I'm a-keeping you forevermore. He lost you, and I found you.
I like that. Yeah. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. You know, you dump somebody, you lose big time, because somebody else is going to win the prize. There you go. So just, you know, you got to think about it first. If you're going to dump somebody, you got to think about it first. Do you really want to do that?
Usually the answer is yes.
So when you get to that point, you don't usually have a question about it.
No.
It's usually pretty definite. So, you know, hey, okay. Well, hey, guys, I found something when I was going through stuff, and I'm going to hurt your ears again. Because I had so much fun doing this. I really did have fun doing this. But this is the first time I've been able to have it in an MP3. So you guys are the guinea pigs. Here you go.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight up the daytime, moonlight up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, I'm fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. You give me fever. When we kiss it, fever with the flame in you. Fever! I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. And Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. A fever! I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever! Till you shiver, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn. Fever. Well, there you have it.
That was great.
That was so much fun.
That's Sandy's
fun.
Thank
you. That,
very good.
It was so much fun. I just wanted to share it because it was so much fun.
You
so,
can hear it.
I'm
singing it. Yeah.
Brilliant. You know, I don't know if I'll ever do anything with my singing, but I sure have fun with it. So I think that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. So you guys are my guinea pigs.
We don't mind. We loved it.
That's right.
So, you know, it just gives you something different. You know, give me something different. So that's okay. So, okay, it's time for another Elvis song. It just is. You know, it just is.
I know.
Elvis does Find Out What's Happening in 1973.
That's good, girls. All right, but when are you done? Oh, say, can you see?
Okay, we're rolling. Let's see.
Anytime we're ready.
Okay, let's see. Stand up, Ron.
Baby, you know me well. Know me well.
another day, you better find out what's happening. Find out what's happening before long. If you don't find out what's happening, you're gonna find out that I'm gone now. Tell me what you're gonna do. You better make up your mind.
Only the second time I've heard this song. I discovered it, I think it was last year. But I think it's amazing. Do you think it is totally amazing? And now, John sent a song by Moody Blues. I didn't know they did this, but it's kind of cool. It's Boulevard de la Madeleine by Moody Blues. And not Elvis' album. It really was the name of a group. Honest. It really was. Yeah. So here's Boulevard de la Madeleine.
Thank you. All right.
Moody Blues. Yeah, they're usually a little rockier than that, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We like them. We like them. And now, another Elvis song. Just because I have to.
And you can.
I think you guys would be all right with that, though. Huh? You think?
Yes.
So I think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
You don't want to jump right into that.
I know.
All right. This is from Las Vegas, on March 22nd of 1975, Fairy Tale.
This next song that we've been doing a little bit, it's recorded by a group called the Pointer Sisters, and it's called Fairy Tale.
Yeah, that crazy fairy tale. And I have one more request I want to get through right before I run out of time. So I just want to say real quick, thank you, Sue Ann, for being here with me and sticking it out with me. Thanks, Victoria, for
welcome.
Hanging around.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Cool. And I, I was looking for Victoria's request, and I can't find it.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, I think I pulled that trick of downloading it in the computer and then not completing the process.
Hmm.
So I have to apologize. I didn't forget it. I just didn't get it loaded in.
and that really sucks about it. I promise I will play it on Thursday. I know what, it's 7-Year Itch by Roseanne Cash. It's a good song, and I didn't do it on purpose, honey. I promise. I didn't do it on purpose. I will play it. And you can send me another one, and I'll play two of them for you on Thursday if you want me to. I promise. I can do that. I can do that. So anyway, I want to say thank you to everybody for joining me, and thank you, Victoria, for hanging out, because your request was the last one, and I can't find it. It really sucks when I do this. Thank God I don't do it very often. I just do it more often than I should. So there we go with that one, unfortunately. But anyway, tomorrow is gospel show, and we've got a really fantastic show lined up. I've got scripture from Luke that we're going to go through. We're going to play music that kind of revolves around that. And then we've got patriotic music, because tomorrow is the 4th of July. So we don't want to ignore the 4th of July. So we're not going to. How does that come through? All right. So last thing I'm going to do here is, thank you everybody in the chat, number one, because that was really interesting today. You guys are funky, but I like it. I like it. And thank you, everybody, that clicked the link from the groups. I hope you had fun. And I hope you come in tomorrow for our combination of 4th of July and gospel show. It is going to be really good, really good. So to end this show here, I'm going to click on with Patsy Cline. And it's called When I Get Free With You.
You.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jenny. Thank you.
But when I get through with you, you won't ever look at you again. I'm gonna be so good to you. I'm gonna love you my whole life through. Pretty soon you'll feel the same. You won't even know her name. I'll give you kisses that she can't beat. I'll treat you so nice and sweet. When I get through with you, you love me true, not true. When I need you so, poor Susie will have to go. When I get through with you, you love me true, not true. When I get through with you, you love me true. I'm gonna be so good to you. I'll love you my whole life through. Pretty soon you'll feel the same. You won't even know her name. I'll give you kisses that she can't beat. I'll treat you so nice and sweet. When I get through with you, you love me true. Thank you.
come from. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. On earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.